Good morning, good people. It is 21st March 2021. We celebrate the fifth Sunday of Lent. The readings are from Jeremiah chapter 31 verses 31 to 34. The second reading is from Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7 to 9 and the gospel from John chapter 12 verses 20 to 33. When we live for others, we live long and happy. There is meaning in living for others, even in a challenging situation. We are just a week away from the Holy Week. It is the most special time of our salvation, not because we are capable of mastering our weaknesses, but strengthening the weak around us in the model left by Jesus. It was the most powerful time of people of Israel. The consoling prophecy from Jeremiah was giving them hope. God wants to make a new covenant. God has made a new covenant with us too through the sacrament of baptism. Even in our fallenness, God took this initiative to bring us closer to God. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 34. We are reminded by the author of Hebrews that through the life of prayer and suffering, Jesus learned to obey the Father. Running away from suffering is a spiritual sickness. Most of us are afraid to let go, and so we let down ourselves and reduce our potentiality to be the person God wants us to be. The responsorial psalm prays, "Create a clean heart in me, O God." Psalm 51 verse 10. It is time to wake up from our sleep. It was this very first class, a teacher came to a classroom and put a riddle, a puzzle to ask you children to answer. She said, "You are sleeping, you are dreaming, a big tiger is chasing you and you are running. Wherever you are running, there is a ferocious animal standing. And how will you escape?" The whole class came to silence. They were looking at each other and showing faces, did not know the answer. Then the teacher said, "There is only one way to escape is to open your eyes. Wake up." Anthony DiMello expressed it in a crude way. He says spirituality means waking up. Most people, even though they don't know it, they are asleep. They are born asleep. They live asleep. They marry in their sleep. They breed children in their sleep. They die in their sleep without ever waking up. They never understand the loveliness, the beauty of this thing that we call human existence. Strange paradox indeed. But tragically, most people never get to see all is well because they are asleep. They are having a nightmare. Life is a paradox. Life comes from death. Life does not depend only on self-expression, but it is in self-sacrifice. We all want to do this or that. I want to reach here or to this level of my life. And that is self-expression. It is there in every one of us. But what God wants us is that self-sacrifice. Look at the cross. That is the model for us, the total self-sacrifice. In the gospel, we witness three things: a deep desire to see Jesus, the anguish and profound pain of Jesus expressed in his own way, and the promise of Jesus draws us all to himself through his cross. We are invited to see Jesus, who is in anguish and with the approval of the Father. Jesus wants to bring us closer to him. John chapter 12:33 beautifully puts it, "When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself. Yes, it is time to see Jesus. Sir, we wish to see Jesus. John chapter 12 verse 21. It is the hour of glorification for Jesus through his passion, death and resurrection. The hour has come to give for Jesus. It is the hour of grace for all of us. Unless a grain of wheat falls on the ground and dies, it remains a single grain alone. But if it dies, it yields a rich harvest. Jesus, who invites us to live for the other, only by this self-sacrifice, we begin to feel and experience that life is meaningful. Winston Churchill told once, "We make a living by what we get, but we make life by what we give." Now, there is one story goes this way. During the World War I, one of the soldiers expressed his desire to bring his friend who was hurt in the really heavy war. And amidst the showers of bullet, he wanted to go and bring his friend. But the chief told him, "Don't go, you yourself will be dead." But he said, "No, I want to go." He went and brought him, and he was full of bullets on his body, lying with his friend. The chief told him, "I told you it is not worth." And he said, "Sir, it is worth, because when I got to him, he was still alive and had the satisfaction of seeing me and hearing." He said, "Jim, I knew you would come." Yes, some Greeks expressed the desire to see Jesus. We all have this desire to see Jesus. The Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI explains in the following way, "They shall see me, yes, but not in earthly historical Jesus, according to the flesh." 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 16. "They will see me by and through the passion. By and through I am coming. And I will no longer come merely in one single geographical locality, but I will come over all geographical boundaries in the farthest reaches of the world, which wants to see the Father." Yes. In one occasion, Philip is asking, "Show us the Father." And Jesus says, "Anyone sees me sees the Father." Seeing Jesus is possible by following the Lord and living the gospel values. The longing to see God is in every one of us invariably. But to see face of Jesus is not possible without seeing the pain and plight of the poor. "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus answered a statement that has become one of the central texts of Christology. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." A request made by Philip also, now today we see it. People wanted to see Jesus, but look at the response of Jesus. His response was, "His hour of glorification." Yes, face of Christ is not found in the Johannine Gospel, yet it does not rule out the longing to seek the face of God in the reading. You all know the story of John D. Rockefeller, who worked so hard to become a leading entrepreneur. His aim was to become a powerful person, making more money. So he squeezed his workers to the fullest. Many workers even wished him death. He became a millionaire at the age of 33. Became a billionaire at the age of 43, but a strange sickness hit him at the age of 53. At that time he realized, "So far I have lived for myself expression, I want to live for others. So, you know, at that time he was losing his eyebrow and his hair, and he was becoming thin. Even the media was preparing to write about his death and his decision to do something for the other changed his lifestyle. The Rockefeller Foundation now reaching out to social projects all around the world. Now, if you look at his story, he lived 98 years. When we live for the other, we give meaning to the others. Jesus invites all of us to live like him, doing the will of the Father and doing good works to everyone. May the Lord help us to see Jesus in the face of suffering humanity. God bless you.